The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. And when it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed on in with 3 measures of wheat flour, until the whole batch of the dough was leavened." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord has done marvels for us. He has told us about the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Perhaps it's probably the greatest topic we could talk about. The kingdom of God is our heavenly homeland. It's where we're going to spend all eternity. Compare this short stay that we have on planet Earth. Even if we live to be 100 years old, try to compare it to all eternity. That goes on and on and on with never an end. The kingdom of God, number one topic that Jesus spoke about in the Gospels, was always on the kingdom of God. And we hear all these different explanations about the kingdom, these parables about the kingdom, and each one gives us a little different perspective of what this kingdom of God is really going to be like. He's revealing to us the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but we have to be childlike. You know, our minds can never really fathom it. Because really, you know, how do we take the wisdom, the ocean of God's wisdom, and put it in the spoon of our minds? But yet, he's trying to really whet our appetites in all these parables of his when he speaks about our heavenly homeland. I always like to say, you know, you heard me say before, if there's no heaven, nothing matters. Go out and do whatever you want to do, because it's all leading to suicide anyway. But if there is a heaven, that's all that matters. And there is a heaven. And this is what Jesus tells us over and over again. And these beautiful stories that he tells us about heaven, that you know, like the story like the fine pearl, the merchant that's searching for that fine pearl. When he finds it, he gives everything he has to purchase that fine pearl. That's the kingdom. When we taste the kingdom of God, we want to give everything we have. And the other one was the hidden treasure. The man who finds a treasure in the field, he goes out, he sells all that he has, and he buys that field to have all those treasures. That's how the kingdom of God is. Once we taste it, that's all we really want. You know, this parable here about the mustard seed, you know, this little seed that's planted, this is the kingdom of God, like a little seed. And then it becomes a bush, and all the sparrows come. We got so many sparrows around there, all the bushes on St. Gabriel's lawn and the tree. I don't know. I wish I could count those sparrows, but there's, I don't know, thousands of them. They're all over the place. But that's where they make their home. And our Lord is saying, our home is in heaven. And it may start out with just a notion or an idea, but it grows and grows and grows as we get older. And we realize, this is not my citizenship here. I can't stay here. This is not my eternal heavenly homeland. Only heaven is. And that's, we're all en route towards that place that Jesus Christ has come, who told us about, who died for, and preparing that place for you and me in heaven. And all these wonderful stories about heaven. I like the one with the marriage feast of heaven. That, you know, you can see the apostles coming up, say, "Tell us more about heaven." You know, their hearts are excited. He's whetting their appetite. Well, remember that marriage feast we were at? All the singing, dancing, drinking, all the fun that we had? It's like that. That word like. He's still not saying it is that. But it's like that. Because words and images and concepts fall short compared to what we're going to see and experience. As Paul tells us, the eyes have not seen, nor the ears have heard the glories that are going to be revealed to us. And all our sufferings, you know, it's just a drop in the ocean compared to what we're going to receive for all eternity when we come home and we see God face to face. As John of the Cross says, "O souls, call to these grandeurs, call to this kingdom, call to this glory. What are you doing? And how are you spending your time? And prepare for that rendezvous, that precious moment when we're going to meet him." And all these difficulties that we have in life, all these sufferings and ups and downs, you know, compared to what we're going to receive, It's not even going to be a comparison. The beauties, the glories. You know, words fall short to try to talk about what this kingdom of God is going to be like. You know, I think about Jesus when he speaks about the kingdom. That, you know, when he says, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. And I always see him in my mind's eyes, stretching out his hand and saying, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. And can there be a kingdom without a king? He's saying this to us, you know, what's heaven all about? You know, really, if the king's not there and God's not there, then what is it? It's nothing. It's worth nothing. The kingdom of God, it's like God himself. The kingdom of God is God. It's the king. And that we share in the king's life, in the king's revenue, in the king's inheritance. Everything the Father has, he gives to us, his children. We are his inheritance. We receive everything. We're the heirs of this beautiful kingdom, this eternal, glorious homeland, our homecoming that we're all heading for. And it's coming. For many of us, we know so many people, so many friends, brothers and sisters, you know, they're gone. It's over for them. But we're still here. We still have precious time. And to make this time so precious and valuable, and to give it all to the one who's going to give us his all, everything. When we come home and we see him face to face, it's like, Lord, man, I wish I would have known more like this, had a deeper faith. I would have given you everything. I would have picked up that cross, denied myself, because this is all where it ends, in you, to see you as you are and to see myself as I am. You know, we can't really see the beauty of ourselves. You know, we're always outside looking at, I don't know, our sinfulness. You know, we get old, you look in the mirror, you see the wrinkles, or my hair's turning color, now getting gray. And, you know, I woke up one morning, I looked in the mirror, I said, who's that old man wearing my pajamas? You know, but inside, the soul, it never matures. It never grows old. It's so beautiful. If I can get a peek at that, wow, you know, I'm going to act that way. I'm his child. He doesn't make junk. I make the junk, but he's the junk collector. And when we come home and look up and see this God of ours who's madly in love with us, so extravagantly in love with us, outrageously in love with us, look at the cross. That's how much he loves us. How much do you love me, Jesus? This much. He stretched out his arms and he died for you and for me. I mean, and then to see me, to look down at my soul and look up, I say, hey, Father, I look like you. Of course you do. You're my child. I created you in my image and likeness. And I sent my son to come to take you home to be where I am for all eternity. With all our loved ones, our brothers and sisters, the angels, the saints, Mary our mother. There is where our hearts will be filled and contented and satisfied. And only then, until then, we're going to be hungry and thirsty because it's the way we're wired. And nothing will satisfy us outside us. When we come inside, taste and see the goodness of the Lord in his most blessed sacrament. Then I'll get a taste of God's love, God's beauty, of what's coming to me. Someone once said, if you can take all the happiest times you had, all the Christmases, all the Easters, the weddings, the baptisms, the parties, all those beautiful happy times, pack them all together. The kingdom of God is like that, but so much more to come, because the eye has never seen and the ear ever heard the glories that will be revealed to us when we come home to where we belong in the arms of our Heavenly Father. The kingdom of God. What is it like? It's like God. And what's God like? I end with this saying. You ready for these? God is like Coke. It's the real thing. God is like Pam Am. He makes the going great. God is like Bear Aspirin. He works wonders. God is like Pepsi. He got a lot to give. God is like Tide. He gets the stains out that others leave behind. God is like VO5 hairspray. He holds through all kinds of weather. God is like Ivory soap. He is 100% pure. God is like Dial. Aren't you glad you know it? Don't you wish everyone did? God is like Standard. You expect more from him and you get it. God is like Allstate. You are in good hands with him. And God is like Ford. He had a better idea. God is like Sears. He has everything. God is like Alka-Seltzer. Try him. You'll like him. And God is like Hallmark cards. He cared enough to send the very best. God is like his saints. He shines his glory through them. God is like Jesus Christ. God is not like Jesus Christ. God is Jesus Christ. What is the kingdom of God like? So much than I can say.